From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Number five.
Number five. We made it!
And thank you to anyone, to you, whether this is your first episode or fifth episode that you're listening to, but welcome to the journey.
Cheers.
Cheers to my little five-year-old showing me she's got coke. Yes. Disclaimer, this is not a professional setup.
It is not.
If you hear children in the background, I swear they're not dying. Mm-mm. If you hear some scratching noises, it is the stuff. We're making a video today, which we'll put up on socials. Yay! Hi. So it'll be our very first video. Don't get me laughing.
Thank you, Smalley.
So just disclaimer, if you hear some weird things or things you wouldn't normally hear in a professional podcast. No, I'm not sorry.
Are you not?
No, I'm not sorry.
I'm a people pleaser, so I'm going to say sorry. But listen past it, man. Suck it up, buttercup. That's what I always say to myself and to my son.
I'm a mom. Of course I can have a conversation while things and people and kids are screaming and making a noise. Okay, so mom friends. We were both really blown away when we asked around to our friends and their friends, random bunch of people, about why is it so hard to make mom friends?
It really is. And before we, sorry, my mind skips like ahead of what I want to, it's faster than my mouth sometimes. We being moms, we tend to live in this bubble where we think, oh, I'm the only one with bad kids. I'm the only one who struggles with this. I'm the only one with mom guilt. And before we did this little impromptu survey, we both thought we are the only ones who find it hard to make mom friends.
Yeah. You know, first up, let's just agree and let's just set the stage. Firstly, it is hard making friends when you're a grown up, whether you are a mom or not.
Yes.
It's hard because, you know, we've all got our things. We've got our quirks. You're a grown up person now, okay? The boompie is klaar gebuig. It's done. But also, I want us to play a little game. So this is give yourself a point if. So the two of us will also count along.
Score.
Okay. This is just to set some groundwork. Okay. Give yourself a point if you feel crazy or weird or awkward compared to other moms that you see. Point. Give yourself a point if you feel like your principles will be judged if you voice them out loud. If you don't usually judge other moms for their principles or ways of parenting. Okay, give yourself a point of view. You don't usually judge the person.
I'm going to stick with my two fingers for now. Sorry.
Give yourself a point if you feel it won't be creepy or weird or awkward if someone asks you something about your principles. I don't mind. Do you mind?
No.
Okay, no. Not weird. If you feel like the troll under the bridge compared to every other mom who seems like a sophisticated queen. I'm a five. Okay. Give yourself a point if you're willing to learn from other moms, like you actually want advice on certain things.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Five.
If you really don't mind another mom saying when you invite her, I'm really not in the mood today or I don't have the energy today. If you don't mind her saying that, give yourself a point. Give yourself a point if you don't mind a glass of wine or a naughty word when the kids are nearby.
Can I have 2 points?
Yes, then you're up to eight like the rest of us.
Okay, cool.
If you feel like you have to explain away the state of your house when people come over. Like you find yourself saying, I'm sorry for the mess.
So, you know, with my current group of mom friends, which consists of three, you're one, I don't feel the need. But in general, so I'm going to give myself a point.
Okay. And give yourself a point if you kind of mute or try to tone down your kids when you are with other people that you don't really know that well. Okay.
Solid 10.
So if you have got 6 or more, my friend, you are
my man,
just like the rest of us.
Surprised?
I Would love to know if someone got 6 or less. And then I'm not judging you. I'm like, well, teach me your ways.
I'm too old to be taught.
Yeah. So look, the point is, when we did the survey of why do you feel it's hard? What are the challenges? Every single one of them came back with, I feel like the oddball. I mm-hmm. might like things that most other moms won't like. I awkward. Feel awkward. I feel judged. I'm worried about whether we share principles, and if I don't, then they'll judge me. I feel like every other mom has got it together and I don't.
Oh, that was a big one, wasn't it?
That was a really big one.
That all came out. I feel unsuperior. Is that a word?
Insuperior.
Insuperior. I feel insuperior to other moms because they look like they got it together. Okay. That was a yeah. big theme.
Yeah.
And what did we gather out of this, Christine?
Everybody feels the same way, okay?
Yes.
We all feel the same way, and we are all looking for the same things.
So can we all just play nice, sit around a Lego campfire, suck it up, and get along?
Mm-hmm. So, let's define something for a moment, because this was, mm-hmm. you know, the insecurity was the one big thing.
Yes.
And something that stems from that is feeling judged. So I actually went and I thought, okay, what is judgment? Because mm-hmm. differing with someone's opinion is not judgment.
No.
Disagreeing with their opinion, disagreeing
just
with the way that they do things.
Just because I don't agree with what you think doesn't mean I hate you.
Yeah. So judging is to form an estimate or evaluation of, and normally a negative opinion about someone or something. You know, it's an authorized decision. That's a judgment.
Whoa, that's a big word.
So determine or pronounce after inquiry and deliberation. That's what judgment is, okay? Mm. Just saying, I don't like what you're doing is not judgment.
No.
It is saying, I don't feel the same way as you about this specific thing.
And that's
judgment
okay.
is saying, you're a sh- parent, okay? Do we judge things?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I judge things. I have an opinion on things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes very strong. 99% of the time, I'm like,
very strong.
That's something I wouldn't have done. But you do you. But yeah, so judgment, let's just get that out of the way. Disagreeing with someone's opinion or way of doing things is not judgment.
No.
And one mom had a very good way of putting this whole thing about judgment.
Secret mama number one.
I must say, I also find it hard to make new mom friends, but I've realized that it's mostly because I tend to feel judged very easily and then sort of put up walls and then most probably look like I'm judging other people. So I've come to realize that that's most probably how other moms like feel as well.
Absolutely.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
It's very much the insecurity, I think, and the way we judge ourselves, we are projecting. A lot of the time, if I say this, then that person is going to think A, B, and C. We assume and we project.
Yes. If I make a wine joke, which I often do just to test the waters, they're going to think, no. I a while ago, 2 years ago, a kid came over and played at my house for the first time ever. And in my living room, I've got like a big vase, like a 30-centimeter vase, really fat vase, filled with wine corks, okay? Because it was pretty. I thought it was really pretty. And lo and behold, the two boys came over and they said, could we play with a few of the corks? I'm like, yeah, man, cool. I do got lots more in the cupboard, so you're welcome to. And I sent this child home, not realizing that half of this vase of corks was in his backpack. And by the time I realized this, they'd already gotten home, and I immediately got on my phone, like apologizing, like, I'm so sorry, when you see your child's backpack, there's going to be a whole lot of corks there. We're not alcoholics. We don't have a problem. It's a decorative thing. Oh, but don't your son out because they took stuff from my house. I said they may. Immediately, I jumped on this horse of like, I'm going to be judged. But the mom replied with, oh, I just had the biggest love. Didn't even think of that at all.
Yeah. You know, it's this preempting of, are we going to be judged? Mm-hmm. This is what the other person is going to think. And it does come down to insecurity a lot of the times. I think, you know, we all want to be accepted.
Yes.
But the rule of law, in my experience, is accept first.
Yes.
Accept yourself and accept
love yourself.
Yeah.
Me?
And that's really f***ing hard. My gosh. Guys, the meltdowns I had this week. And I judge myself. But accept first and accept other people. Because when you get to a place where you honestly don't judge the person, mm-hmm. it's fine if you judge things, okay? We all do it. That's part normal. Of life. Whether it's a mom.
That's okay.
Whether it's, yeah, I mean, when you get to a place where you honestly are not judging other people and you catch yourself when you assume they judge you, you stop worrying.
You know what they say? You know what they say about assumptions?
Yep. So this is something I feel very insecure about, all right? And that I always feel people are going to be judging me very harshly for, is I use bad language, okay?
Not excessively. Sometimes, okay, for you.
If you don't like it, if you don't like saying it,
then don't. And you know what? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to judge you if you say, oh, twinkle toes, I just stubbed my toe.
I'm going to be like, you have some bad self-control there. That's what I'm going to be
thinking. I'm going to admire you. But so getting back to the point, like, we don't use it excessively. It's not sailor language. But every once in a while it comes in because I'm human.
Oh, no, mine's daily.
Daily?
I'm not even going to be like, mine is daily.
No,
but
I'm with you on the daily.
Yeah.
It's not every second word.
Yeah. So that's something I'm very insecure about a lot of the times. But, you know, every grown-up I know uses these words every now and again. Do they use it as much as I do? Maybe not.
Probably not.
I feel sometimes insecure about being loud and being outspoken. But I have things I have insecurities about. And when I just say to myself, you know what? It's fine. Just be you. Most of the time, other people start coming out of their shells mm-hmm. and they are them. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And that is one thing that I've probably learned. Make no mistake, I'm super, super insecure around other moms.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to catch yourself. You have to catch yourself saying, am I projecting? Am I being insecure? Or is this person really, really judging me? And if they are judging me, what is my reaction to that?
Move along, mother.
I'm rubbing off on you. Okay. So, you know, the last thing is, I think, what is a mom friend? What do you actually want out of a mom friend? And I think what came out of this feedback was things that you want in a mom friend is, A, it's just someone that mm-hmm. when you sit and have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
it's not awkward. You want to kind of share the same principles, okay? Mm-hmm. Fair enough. You know, do we both feel like drinking wine at 12 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon is okay? Is that a principle thing or is that not? But you want to kind of share the same principles.
Yes.
You want a safe space. If I say, you know what, I got up this morning and I just wished my kids would leave me alone.
And that's fine.
That's okay.
That's okay. Are you crying?
No.
Please don't.
No.
Okay. Have someone you can trust. Yeah?
So that's what you want in a mom friend,
yes.
right? You just want someone that you can say, yeah, you don't have to say, I wish I never became a mom. My God, you don't want to say that to everyone because that's your deep friendship, okay?
Yes.
But if you say something that might seem a little bit shocking,
whoa,
then that it's a safe space. So that's something you want in a mom friend, and then advice.
Mm.
But being open and not being awkward and at least sharing some principles is actually all you want in a mom friend. It doesn't have to be deep, doesn't have to be your best friend, doesn't have to be, everyone doesn't have to be the person you want to go crying to.
No.
You want one or two mom friends. And if you really, really don't have a mom friend that you can cry to, that you can really share your heart with, then you need to keep looking. Maybe you should come and join this podcast. We'll have
fun.
But for the most part, the mom friends are not going to be our best friends. We're not going to have a click like we did in school.
Mm-mm.
It's going to be someone that you can just have a conversation with for 2 hours.
And look, if you can find one of those in your 18 plus years as a mom, you've made it.
Yeah.
Then you've made it. If you've got that one person that you feel like you can call at 2 a.m. in the morning when you've had a sleepless night and you're about to lose your shit, and you know that person is going to come and rescue you or talk you down from a ledge, you've made it. You don't have to be friends with the entire soccer team's moms. Why do we have this idea in our heads, like we all got to be PTA moms? No judgment to the PTA moms. We love you because we don't get to the PTA stuff, but we've got this ideology of what it should be.
We have to get along with everyone. But yeah, so I think for me, it comes down to, you know, just make peace and get comfortable with yourself. Because first, once you do that, assumptions of I'm being judged are going to be falling away. And then secondly, be the friend that you wish you had.
Yes. Okay.
Be the person that says the thing.
Yeah.
Be the person that opens that conversation. Mm. Be the person. And if it's not reciprocated, it's not you.
If you click with two, or if you're lucky, three other moms, great.
Yeah. So that's mom friends.
Part one.
We dun, are going to have dun. A part two, because now we've said, oh, don't judge yourself. Don't judge other people.
But now, you know, what now?
But now, specific action. Okay. We work with kids. We have specific instructions. Yes. And that'll be in part two of step-by-step guide how to make mom friends.
Brought to you by the Secret Life of Motherhood. It's clear, very clear. Even men can understand this 10-step process.
Yeah.
Next week. We share.
In the meantime, go and look us up on Facebook.
The Secret Life of Motherhood.
You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on nova.com.na under podcasts. And you can join the WhatsApp group. We'll put a little link to the Secret Life of Motherhood WhatsApp group. If you've got stuff to say and you want to contribute, we keep it anonymous. But we've all got stuff to say. Then you can join the conversation.
This was fun.
Thanks for being my mom friend.
Thanks for being my mom friend. We got to do that. We haven't.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.